Paradise of Eden. The spiritual interpretation of the Paradise of Eden does not conflict with this historical truth. Hence, a number of interpreters give a symbolic meaning to the whole of that paradise in which dwelt the first parents of mankind according to the truthful narrative of Holy Scripture. They gave a spiritual reference to those fruit-bearing trees and the others, turning them into symbols of virtues and moral qualities. They take it for granted that those were not visible and material objects, but were thus described in speech or writing to stand for spiritual and moral truths. It is, however, arbitrary to suppose that there could not have been a material paradise just because it can be understood also in the spiritual significance. It is like the assumption that there were not two wives of Abraham named Hagar and Sarah, who bore two sons, one a slave son, the other the son of a free woman, just because the apostle finds in them prefiguration of the two convents, or that there was no rock from which water flowed when Moses struck it, just because it can be interpreted in a symbolic sense as prefiguring Christ, which is how the same apostle takes it when he says, "Now the rock was Christ." And so no one can stop us from interpreting paradise symbolically as the life of the blessed, its four rivers as four virtues, prudence, courage, temperance, and justice, its trees as all the beneficial disciplines, the fruit of the trees as the character of the righteous, the tree of life as wisdom, the mother of all good things, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil as the experience of disobedience to a commandment. For it was certainly a good thing, because it was just that God should have imposed a punishment for sinners, but it is not a good thing for man himself that he experiences it. We can also interpret the details of paradise with reference to the church, which gives them a better significance as prophetic indications of things to come in the future. Thus, paradise stands for the church itself, as described in the Song of Songs. The four rivers represent the four gospels, the fruit trees, the saints, and the fruit, their achievements. The tree of life, the holy of holies, must be Christ himself, while the tree of knowledge of good and evil symbolizes the personal decision of man's free will. For it is certain that if a man ignores God's will, he can only employ his own powers to his own destruction, and thus he learns what a difference it makes whether he gives his adherence to the good that is shared by all, or finds pleasure only in his own selfish good. In fact, if he loves himself, a man is given over to himself, so that when, as a result, he has had his fill of fears and grief, he may use the words of the psalm, if, that is, he is aware of his evil flight, and sing, "My soul is troubled within me." And then, when he is set right, he may then say, "I shall keep watch for you, my strength." This is the kind of thing that can be said by way of a logical interpretation of paradise, and there may be other more valuable lines of interpretation. There is no prohibition against such exegesis, provided that we also believe in the truth of the story as a faithful record of historical facts.